This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we are speaking with Emily Marquis, a certified life and career coach with her Practice Progression Partner, which provides holistic career coaching for women, time management techniques, and stress management practices during a job search through individual coaching and online workshops. Emily, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Yes, thank you for having me.
And you're most welcome. So tell us, what is the difference between a life and career coach and a career coach?
Well, I have been a career coach and working with different clients, both internally and externally from organizations. And one of the biggest things that I found was people, when they're needing help with their career, it's not really just their career. They're looking to find a career that helps balance out their whole life, or trying to find a career that aligns with their values. So when I look at someone's career, or they approach me for needing coaching on their career, I look at their whole life. You know, how do they want to balance their life with their job, or how to integrate it? So do they want to commute? Are they open to relocating? Are they open to remote work? What type of office do they want to work in? And then really digging deeply intrinsically, what are their core values and how does that relate to their career and fulfillment? So instead of just talking about their career with clients, I talk about their whole life and how to integrate their work and life so they can balance it.
And Emily, how do people keep their confidence up during a job search these days?
So one of the another big thing that I hear when people are in their job search is they feel rejection. And this is whether they have a job while they're looking for another, or they are unemployed for whatever the case may be, is confidence is really down. And that's because I think the internet out there is, you could just apply for a job and then you don't hear back, and you just wonder what's happening. And that can make certain feelings arise. Am I good enough? Is this really the job for me? And so building up confidence is really important. And so that's really digging deep again and finding out what are your strengths and focusing on that. So if you have a resume, maybe you have a gap in employment, or you have a job hopping, quote unquote, that they say, or maybe you have a skill that you can use in your next job, but it may not be exactly highlighted in the job description. It's really just knowing that your strengths are good enough, and then really self-care. So being intentional in your job search, not just going out and applying for 100 jobs every week and hoping one calls you back, but really be intentional about it. And so sit down and set a specific time of how many jobs you're going to apply for, and just do it that 1 or 2 days a week so that you're not browsing all week long and you have time to continue on your current life, which is hopefully exercising, eating well, and taking care of yourself, because the job process or change in job process can be rejecting and bring up those feelings. So self-care is really important, and then intentional jobs searching and application and boosting your strengths is really important.
And also, Emily, what would you recommend for people who feel stressed at their current job?
That's a common, another common thing. People are feeling that they're working so many hours a week, and their boss may be putting a lot of pressure on them, or another common thing I hear is a layoff happened at their job. So is stability still secure for them? Or because there's less team members around them, they're pulling a lot more weight still in the same amount of hours. So really, I think it is time to question, is this job still good for you? And if it still is good for you, how can you reduce that stress? And that's again, with self-care, so finding things outside of work, so exercise, diet, nutrition, mindfulness outside of work can help you manage that stress better, but also trying to set boundaries and leaving work at work. Don't be available all the time. You know, if when you get home from work, maybe check your emails once if that is something reasonable for you and your family, or just turn off your phone and make it clear to those at work that you're not available 24/7, setting those healthy boundaries. And when I have done that work or seen clients do that at work, it actually earns them more respect. People say, okay, this woman is not available after 6 p.m. because she needs to have time for herself and with her family. And people figure it out. They can wait the next day, or if they really absolutely need you, they know to reach out to you only in emergencies. And they don't require things of you on a weekend if that's possible. So, and going on vacation, you know, make it clear that you're unavailable, or you'll check email once or twice during your time. So setting those healthy boundaries at work is really important, and that's hard to do these days with all the ways that people can reach out to you. But the more available you make yourself, the more people think that you are available. So that's a really important thing to manage time, is setting healthy boundaries and handling what's essential when it's essential. Can something wait for the next day?
And some great tips there in all regards. Today we are joined by Emily Marquis, a certified life and career coach with her practice Progression Partner, which provides holistic career coaching for women, which includes time management techniques and stress management practices during a job search through individual coaching and online workshops. Here on eHealth Radio's personal development and stress management channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. So how can someone have better work-life balance? That is something that is seems almost impossible.
Yeah, and that goes back to, again, setting the healthy boundaries at work. But also it's really sitting down and looking at your time. A lot of people say, I'm so busy, I don't even know what I'm doing with my time. So it's taking a step back and really looking at your whole week, or even narrow it down to your whole day, and making a list of everything you do, whether that's scrolling the internet for Facebook or Instagram or LinkedIn, all the way up to grocery shopping, to working, to exercising. So see what fills your time, and do these things in your life really align with your priorities? And that's, if they don't, is that something that you can eliminate? Or if it's something you really don't like doing, like you get home from work, do you have time to meal prep? Maybe not. So is something like a meal service like Blue Apron or Sunbasket, I believe, you know, is that something that you can financially afford to alleviate that stress or add more time to your day? You know, is that, again, a boundary that you need to set? Do you have to volunteer for everything at your kids' schools or for every association? So really sitting down and just seeing where all your time goes, and then what makes sense for your life. The biggest thing for women is, especially professional working women with families, is you don't have to be everything. And I think there's a lot of pressure out there to be good at everything, and it is just not possible. So pick things in your life that are most meaningful to you, and how can you be good at it, and then how can you say no to the other thing? So really, we all work, whether that's full-time in the home or with a career and a family or just a career. So really, how do you align those with your values so that you're enjoying what you're doing? And then how do you say no to different things? And that's, again, just sitting down and looking at your current time and where it's actually going, and then being intentional about how you use it going forward.
And Emily, how do people overcome fear of change when they are feeling stuck in their career?
So when you've reached this point of, okay, my job is a huge source of my stress, and I cannot reduce that stress because of the environment or the workload or the relationships at work, or my outside of work obligations have increased, and it's I think realizing that a change is necessary is the biggest first step and sometimes hard to realize, but then comes in fear of change. So if I make a change, you know, I'm pretty comfortable here, I'm making good money, but then also getting yourself into the job market, that those feelings like we talked about earlier can arise of self-doubt or rejection. Am I going to make the same money? And then the biggest thing is fear of uncertainty that people have. What if I change jobs and it's even worse? Is the grass greener? Are things going to reduce my stress if I get another job? So really how to do that is really just look at, again, what would happen if you didn't make this change? Everything you have in life is a choice. So you can stay in your current job and be unhappy or stressed out, but you don't have to be. So taking that risk and seeing what else is out there, whether opportunities is out there, is, I think, one of the healthiest things you can do. And if you are worried about finances, how can you work on those challenges before you make the change so that you are more confident in making that change? You know, do you need to reduce expenses if you have to take a different salary, or meeting with a financial planner to look at those different things? Or, you know, if fear of change is hard just because of the uncertainty, maybe you can speak with or network with other people in those industries or in that company so you can actually get a better feel for what it's like. So you can't have all the answers before you make the change, but doing some intentional work before you do, and then just knowing that the possibility of something better is really out there, and really just embracing that and knowing that your current situation is not what you want, so that it can open more doors for the future. And it's not a lifelong change. If something happened and it wasn't the best thing for you, it is something that you can always change again in the future. So I say that's the biggest thing when I coach clients, is that they're afraid of the unknown. But I think just remembering that their current situation they've identified is not what they want to be doing, and reminding themselves of that.
Well, Emily, it's fabulous what you do, and we can't thank you enough for taking the time to share some great tips from your experience and also introduce your practice to the audience as well. Where can listeners get all the information on your practice progression partner?
So you can find me on my website at www.progressionpartner.com. I'm located in Colorado, but I serve clients nationally, and I also have online quick courses that you can take to learn more great tips.
Again, Emily, it's been our pleasure to have had you, and thanks so much for taking a moment to be with us here today on eHealth Radio. All the best.
Yes, thank you again for having me.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Emily Marquis, certified life and career coach with her practice Progression Partner, which provides holistic career coaching for women, which includes time management techniques and stress management practices, especially during a job search, through individual coaching and online workshops. And for all the details, visit progressionpartner.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.